Podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good morning from the Giant Center in Hershey. Today, WJPA Sports brings you day three of the state wrestling tournament. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah, along with Greg Warnock and Greg Smith. Our producer in our downtown Washington studios is Jacob Knisner, and we've got another full day of wrestling action here on WJPA. We're going to have a round of consolations starting here at the bottom of the hour. It will be two bouts per weight class for both AA, AAA, and girls. Those two matches will determine who wrestles for third place and who wrestles for fifth place, and then we'll come back and go right into the medal bouts at 11:30, third, fifth, and seventh place. Again, wrestling on six mats for AA, AAA, and girls, and the finals are set for 4 o'clock this afternoon. Wrestle the three championship matches on three mats here at the Giant Center. So it's been a lot of excitement here, guys, the last couple of days, and we'll talk about that and what we've got in front of us. And we want to remind you that our wrestling coverage this weekend has been brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Regional anesthesia experts and Dr. Brian Matusik, a proud Big Mac alum. The Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, Main Street in Hickory, and online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for 85 years, North Franklin Drive in Washington. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on, monarchtrans.com for details. And the Ritzko Insurance Agency, don't stall, give Ritzko Insurance a call, 724-745-3379. We'll take a quick break and come back and get ready for today's action. Back momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matusik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matusik.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, getting ready to start action here today. And, you know, at the top of the list, guys, is Rune Lawrence and going for a four-state championship today. But a lot more going on with first-time girls. And, you know, it's always a big day here the last day. But a little extra special today because, again, there have only been 13 four-time champions and Lawrence with a chance.
Yeah, and this is it's been really interesting this way this tournament has laid out so far with all the semifinals happening at the same time last night. But at the end of the day, we're going to see these awesome medal matches. You're still seeing the top eight in the state in both AA, AAA, and girls. And, yeah, no doubt about it. Going to see who's going to be the 13 champions in each weight. And Rune Lawrence, I mean, it's incredible. It's been great to watch him throughout his entire career. The amount of falls that he's gotten, the fact that he went through the entire WPIL tournament with pinning every single wrestler from freshman all the way to senior season. But he's been incredible so far to watch.
Yeah, and I noticed in his semifinal match, too, after he took care of business last night, a fall early in the second period that brought him to the finals, he looked over at his coach and he just said, one. And they know that there's one more match to go here, and it's tonight. And yeah, so exciting. You know, you mentioned sort of across all three, you know, AA, AAA, and girls. You know, Mark, you mentioned it last night, Cannon McMillan, a team that currently leads on the girls' side in the individual team point, so something to watch there. They have a few wrestlers wrestling for championships. So, yeah, beyond Lawrence, there's a lot of intrigue here in today's final day.
Lawrence has his toughest test, though, against Austin Johnson, a two-time state finalist and one-time state champ. It's going to be a great match.
That's that being clear. We'll be back and start in just a minute.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase fan uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. AngelosRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
Our national anthem here from the Giants Center in Hershey, and we're just about ready to get started. AA action on mats 1 and 2, girls action on mats 3 and 4, AAA on mats 5 and 6. Greg Warnock has the AA, Greg Smith has the girls, and I'll bring you the AAA action. As again, two bouts per weight class to determine who wrestles for third place and who wrestles for fifth place, and then those medal bouts at 11:30 this morning before the finals. This afternoon at 4. A lot of local wrestlers that we will see in this round, starting at 107 pounds with Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township.
And Cam Baker of Burrell will be wrestling as well. Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston on deck as well at 114.
On the girls' side, Miranda Lejevic of Knock, as well as Kristen Walzer of Montour, both hitting the mat for their consolation match here on the girls' side.
Nicholas McGarity is wrestling Emilio Albanese of Emmaus. The other AAA match is Max Tansini of Perkiomen Valley and Alexander Diaz of Council Rock North. They're underway.
Cam Baker of Burrell has been taken down by Sam Wolford of Northern Lebanon. 30 seconds in, he trails 2-0. Also have Thomas Boyce of Conwell Egan. He leads Tanner Gano of Bald Eagle Area, 2-0.
Peyton Hinkle of Ben Salem has an early 2-0 lead over Lejevic of Knock, no score. Hensiner of Parkland and Walzer of Montour.
McGarity of Peters Township trying to fight off a shot, and he gets his body up on top and laces a leg. And actually, the initial takedown was given to Albanese, and that's a reversal for McGarity.
Worth mentioning, Albanese and McGarity wrestled in the round of 16, so McGarity able to come back through the consolations. Albanese won that match 16-4 on Thursday, and he made it into the semifinals before dropping a loss to Morrison.
McGarity starts the second period on top. Scoreless after one, the other bout at 107 in AAA Tansini of Perk Yeoman Valley and Diaz of Council Rock North. Albanese trying to get to his feet. McGarity trips him to the mat. Second effort for Albanese. Stands, turns in, drops a whizzer in on McGarity. They go out of bounds, and Albanese gets one, so 3-2 for Albanese.
Lejevic of Knox still trailing 2-0, 30 seconds into the second period. That's at 100 pounds. She's trailing Peyton Hinkle of Bensalem.
Cam Baker wrestling neutral. Trails 2-0 to Wolford of Northern Lebanon. They have about 1:15 to go in the second.
Albany's trying to shoot through the legs of McGarity. Minute 15 remaining in the second period. Tansini of Perk Yeoman Valley riding in the second with Diaz of Council Rock North. That bout is still scoreless. And we're going to get a potentially dangerous call with McGarity on the ankle of Albany. So still 3-2 there for Albany. 1:02 to go in the second.
Hessiner of Parkland, a 1-0 lead over Kristen Walzer of Montour. That match halfway through the second period there. Walzer trailing 1-0. Lejevic of Knock also trailing 2-0 in her 100-pound consolation match.
Injury time for Albanese. McGarity drove into him, and Albanese was shaken up. McGarity was hoping to get the takedown, but it was not awarded.
Takedown for Wolford of Northern Lebanon. He leads Cam Baker now 4-0. 2-0, 35 seconds ago in the second for Boyce of Conwell Egan, leading Gano of Bald Eagle area.
Brief injury timeout for Albanese. Now he and McGarity resume action. Again, they are on their feet. Albanese leading 3-2. 48 seconds to go in the second.
Second period comes to a close on mat. 300 pounds. Miranda Lejevic of Knox still trailing 2-0 to Peyton Hinkle of Bensalem.
I think we had a fall for... Let's see how they called that. Diaz was on the bottom, and a fall was called with 33 seconds to go. Not sure if that was a defensive fall. Just happened to look over at the end. We'll double check that, but time of the fall was 3:27.
You're the only one that's fortunate to have Flo showing up on your side, Mark.
All right, Greg and I are still looking. Oh, I got it.
Oh, I lost
just
the refresh.
Try it one more time.
There we go.
All right.
Baker, Burl trails 4-0, 1:20 to go, third period, wrestling neutral. 3-0 lead for Boyce of Conwell Egan against Gano, and they are also wrestling neutral. Shot in for Wolford. He'll get the takedown to go up 6-0.
Lejevic of Knock looks like an, I believe that it's Lejevic of Knock with a fall in the third period after trailing through the first two periods. Lejevic of Knock, a fall at 3:49 over Peyton Hinkle of Bensalem.
That was a defensive fall for Diaz of Council Rock North. He was on the bottom, and there was no score in the bout. Back to Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township. He escapes in the third, so he is 3-3 with Albanese. Albanese trying to shoot through the legs of McGarity. Minute 25 to go. McGarity down on an ankle. And potentially dangerous call stops that with a minute 17 to go, still tied at 3.
Kristen Walzer of Montour, 3 points in the third period, but a reversal by Hessiner of Parkland. We are tied at 3 in that match at 100 pounds, 35 seconds remaining third period. 2 more points for Hessiner. She now leads 5-3 over Walzer.
Cam Baker of Burl trails 6-1, 20 seconds to go, third period, wrestling neutral. 4-2 lead for Boyce of Conwell Egan. 20 seconds left, third period.
Albany's trying to spin behind McGarity. McGarity dives down on an ankle. 48 seconds to go, and Albany's is going to get the takedown to go up 5-3. And now a crossface and a couple of near fall points coming here for Albany's. Garrity kind of blocked out by the official here. I can't see his shoulders from this angle.
Wolford of Northern Lebanon defeats Baker of Burl 6-1. Also, Boyce of Conwell Egan defeats Gano of Bald Eagle Area 4-2.
16 seconds to go for McGarity. And again, he's going to give up, I think, 2 back points, and he's still on the bottom, not likely to get out here. There are the 2 near falls. So Albanese of Emmaus will defeat McGarity of Peters Township. That's going to be a 7-3 win for Albanese.
Kristen Walzer of Montour falls in her consolation match 5-3 to Ella Heesener of Parkland. So Walzer falls 5-3 in her 100-pound consolation match. Just underway, Ierley of York Suburban has a 7-0 lead over Dewar of Garnet Valley. That's at 106 pounds. 106 pounds coming on as well. Ebersol of Northern Bedford, Wilkes of Hamburg, no score, just underway.
Just getting underway, Jordan Williams of Chartiers, Houston. He is in a scoreless bout with Brock Rothermel of Line Mountain. Easton Mull of Chestnut Ridge, a quick 5-0 lead on Dalton Winter of Cranberry.
114-pound bouts in AAA. Santino Sloboda of Butler shakes hands and is underway with Caden Williams of Mannheim Township. The other bout to Connor Lenahan of Council Rock South, 3-2 lead on Gabriel Ballard of Northampton. And Ballard is riding there with 45 seconds to go in the second period. Sloboda trying to avoid a takedown. And he will get out of bounds, very nearly taken down by Williams of Mannheim Township. And just a quick note at 107. Albanese of Emmaus, Diaz of Council Rock North will wrestle for third. McGarity of Peters Township will wrestle Tansini of Perkiomen Valley for fifth.
2-1 lead at the end of the first period for Rothermel of Line Mountain leading Williams of Chartiers Houston. And Williams will go on the bottom for the second period.
Sloboda still scoreless with Williams. Those two tie up. First period, just 15 seconds to go.
And that was expected to be a semifinal match, Sloboda and Williams, but Curtis Nelson of Ridley had other decided to make a change of that as he beat both of those guys to make it to the final.
He's trying to spin behind is Williams, Wizard for Sloboda, and Williams is going to get that takedown right as the first period ends. He leads 2-0.
Ierley of York Suburban out to 9-0. Her lead over Reese Dewar of Garnet Valley. That is the end of the second period. These matches are at 106 pounds. Additionally, Isabel Wilkes of Hamburg, a 2-0 lead over Kaylee Ebersol of Northern Bedford.
An escape for Williams of Chartiers Houston, a takedown for Rothermel. Another escape for Williams. It's 4-3. Rothermel of Line Mountain leading Williams. They have 110 to go in the second, wrestling neutral. A shot in for Williams on an inside single, and Rothermel is just going to force a stalemate. 6-0 lead for Easton Mull of Chestnut Ridge. 1.5 minutes to go in the second, wrestling neutral with Dalton Winter of Cranberry.
Sloboda of Butler starts the second on the bottom. He has turned in to face Williams of Mannheim Township.
A fall on mat for Isabel Wilkes of Hamburg. A fall in the second period at 1:40.
A stalemate between Williams and Sloboda. So back to referee's position. Sloboda still on the bottom, still trailing 2-0. 1:20 to go in the second period. The other bout there, Ballard of Northampton, 4-3 lead halfway through the third. He is riding Connor Lenahan of Council Rock South.
Takedown for Rothermel, Line Mountain. He leads Williams now 6-3. And Williams will roll and get an escape, make it 6-4. 20 seconds left in the second.
Williams of Mannheim Township with a leg in on Sloboda as they are under 1 minute to go in the second now.
Coming up on mat 4, Lillian Rumsey of Williamsport, Andy Bibeau of ES North. On deck on mat 4, Yunu and Ayala of Cannon McMillan coming up against Sage Olver. She is on deck on mat 4.
35 seconds to go for Santino Sloboda, still on the bottom, still trailing 2-0 in the second. Nearing a final in the other bout at 114 pounds. Still 4-3 for Ballard of Northampton. That one down to 5 seconds. Late sit and turn time runs out. Ballard of Northampton, a 4-3 winner.
Back underway are Williams and Rothermel. Final seconds coming off in the second period. It'll be 6-4 Rothermel after two. End of two for Easton Mullet Chestnut Ridge. He leads 7-2.
Sloboda of Butler trailing 2-0 now after two. He'll start the third on top.
Final on that three. It is Alisana Ierley of York Suburban, a 9-0 win over Reese Dewar of Garnet Valley. So Ierley a winner at 106 pounds. Other 106 match going on second period. Rumsey of Williamsport, a 2-0 lead over by Beau of ES North.
Sloboda goes to a leg on top, but he gets caught up too high. But he's able to get into a better position, roll Williams back underneath, and maintain control with a minute and a half to go. Up to 121 on mat 6, Tyson Cook of West Scranton, Cole Coffin of Penridge. Sloboda still trailing 2-0. Been trying to get a leg in, and Williams had a hold of the ankle to prevent that. And now Sloboda will cut Williams loose. So Williams with a 3-0 lead, just under a minute to go.
Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston trailing 9-5, 50 seconds ago, third period wrestling neutral. Easton Mullet Chestnut Ridge leading Dalton Winter at Cranberry 11-4, and he's going to turn Winter to his back. Mull looking for the fall. 45 seconds to go, third period. We'll get a stalemate for Williams. He's got 34 seconds left. Trails 9-5.
25 seconds to go for Santino Sloboda of Butler, still trailing 3-0. Break out of a tie-up. Sloboda looks at the clock, realizes now he's got to make something happen quickly. Tries to step over top of Williams. Williams is going to get around behind, get a late takedown, and Caden Williams of Manheim Township will defeat Sloboda of Butler. Late escape there for Sloboda, and the final score will be 5-1.
Final seconds, Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston will drop to the 5th, 6th place match. He'll drop a 9-5 decision to Brock Rothermel of Line Mountain.
Underway at 112 pounds, Daly Watson of Conneaut, a 2-0 lead over Kylie Trostel of Eastern Lebanon County. On mat 4, Lillian Rumsey of Williamsport, a 4-0 lead. This is in the third period over Andy Bibeau of ES North.
Easton Mull of Chestnut Ridge is going to defeat Dalton Winter of Cranberry. It'll be a 13-6 win. Mull 13-6.
Luke Willishaw of Latrobe coming up on mat number 5, so we'll have his action and more when we come back to the state wrestling tournament here in just a minute on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Luke Willishaw of Latrobe. Willishaw with a 2-0 lead. Almost got back points as well. He did actually get two before the period ended, so he leads 4-0 after one.
Over on mat 4, Yunu and Ayala of Cannon McMillan on the match against Sage Olver of Honesdale. No score there, just 20 seconds into that match. Both wrestlers on their feet.
Joseph Garshnick of United, the opening takedown on Louis Gill of Reynolds. Garshnick leading 2-0 after one. Start of the second period, Gage Botero of Faith Christian, an escape on Lincoln Slidenzowski of Bishop McCourt. He leads 1-0.
Willishell starts the second on top. Escape for his opponent, Mason Ziegler of Quakertown. So Willishell neutral leading 4-1. The other bout at 121, Coffin of Penridge, 1-0 lead on Cook of West Scranton. They're going to the third period, and Cook will be on the bottom.
Over with a takedown late in the first period. She leads Ayala of Cannon McMillan 2-0 after one. Looks like Ayala will defer her choice, and Over will take neutral to start the second period.
And at 114 pounds, Williams of Manheim Township will wrestle Ballard of Northampton for third place, and Sloboda of Butler will take on Lenahan of Council Rock South for fifth. Also from District 7, Leo Joseph of Latrobe will be wrestling for seventh place.
Shot in by Olver against Ayala. Ayala able to sprawl back and negate that and back up to their feet in a tie-up.
A tilt on mat number 5 for Ziegler. He got the takedown to make it 4-3, and with that tilt, he's going to get 3 near fall points and take a 6-4 lead on Willishell with 33 seconds to go in the second.
Slidenowski, a takedown on Botero of Faith Christian. He leads 2-1, final seconds coming off in the second period. An escape for Louis Gill to begin the second. He trails 2-1.
Ayala and Olver still on their feet. 106 remaining second period. They get started back in the center after they hit the boundary. Double leg shot there from Ayala in pretty deep. Good job by Olver to negate that. Ayala needs to be careful here, getting turned a little bit. And no takedown for Olver, and Ayala stuck on her back now. Sage Olver has near fall points and looking for the fall. Ayala able to fight off of it for now, but Olver still working on those near fall points looking for the pin.
Coffin of Penridge just picked up 3 near fall points, plus there was a technical violation there as well, so we'll see how this all shakes out. Nothing's up on the board yet, and the official going over to the table to discuss it. Just check back in on Willishell and Ziegler. They are now in the third, tied at 7. Willishell in on a leg. They're neutral here in the third period.
Ayala's still trying to fight off her back. Olver leads 4-0, but has 3 near fall points coming. Second period comes to a close. Sage Olver leads 7-0 after 2.
Ziegler getting around behind Willishell after a scramble where each was on the other's leg. So Ziegler, with a minute 24 to go, takes a 9-7 lead. Willishell to his feet. Peels off. Gets free for one to make it 9-8. Tried to shoot in. Couldn't get in deep.
Ayala starts the third period on her feet. In a front headlock now. Olver comes around, able to grab that leg, looking for a nearside cradle. She's got the two-point takedown, does Olver. Ayala doing a nice job trying to splay herself out, but Olver able to turn her over. And there's the fall for Sage Olver over Ayala of Cannon McMillan. It comes at 3:35 of the third period.
Final for Matt 6, Cook of West Scranton, an 8-6 winner over Coffin of Penridge.
Couple District 7 wrestlers hitting the mat for on the girls' side on mat 3. Trinity Moore of Connellsville at 118 pounds.
22 seconds to go for Luke Willishell. His opponent, Mason Ziegler, just called for stalling. They're on their feet. That was the first call against Ziegler. And some noise from the Quakertown corner the official didn't like, probably about the stall call. 17 seconds to go. Willishell needs a point to tie. Driving Ziegler to the edge of the mat, but Ziegler, in a desperation attempt there by Willishell, Ziegler will get the takedown. And they are right on the edge of the mat with time running out. It's going to be an 11-8 win for Ziegler of Quakertown.
Lincoln Slanowski, Abisha McCourt, upsets Gage Botero of Faith Christian with a 2-1 victory. Louis Gill of Reynolds, meanwhile, leading 7-5, a minute to go, third period.
Trinity Moore of Connellsville trailing Colzar of Northeast Bradford 2-0. That first period coming to a close. At 124 pounds, Sophia Davis of Plum, no score. She is wrestling against Abigail Taylor of Parkland. First period at a close there as well.
Andrew Binney of Canada McMillan getting ready to go on mat 5 against Quinn McBride of Penridge. That's at 127 pounds. The other bout in that weight class, McCaden Spies of Wilson against Aaron Cement of Council Rock North. Willishell going to wrestle for 5th place against Coffin of Penridge at 121. Ziegler of Quakertown against Cook of West Scranton for 3rd.
Louis Gill taking an injury timeout. 43 seconds left in the third. Leads 9-5. Gideon Bracken of United. Logan Stewart, of Reynolds getting underway. So United versus Reynolds on both mats, 1 and 2.
Trinity Moore of Connellsville trailing 2-1. To Anaya Colzar of Northeast Bradford. That match is 35 seconds into the second period. Sophia Davis of Plum able to get a late takedown in that first period. She rides on top now, starting the second period up 2-0.
Benny scoreless, 15 seconds to go in the first. McBride in on the left leg. Benny with a whizzer. Neither improving their position much in a stalemate there with just 7 seconds to go in the first. Cement of Council Rock North, a 2-0 lead over Spies of Wilson. Minute 20 to go in the second there with Spies on the bottom. Benny will be scoreless after one with McBride.
Moore of Connellsville continues to trail 2-1. Moore in the neutral against Colzar. Davis of Plum continues to ride successfully in the second period. She still leads 2-0 against Taylor of Parkland.
Final 10 seconds for Louis Gill of Reynolds. He's going to continue to ride, and he will defeat Joseph Garshnick of United. It'll be a 9-5 win for Louis Gill. 2-1 at the end of one for Logan Stewart of Reynolds over Gideon Bracken of United. Bracken on the bottom for the second.
McBride of Penridge with an escape in the second leads Canada McMillan's Andrew Binney 1-0. Binney coming after McBride with a front headlock now. Couple of near fall points for Cement of Council Rock North in the second. He now leads 4-0 over Spies of Wilson.
Trinity Moore of Connellsville trailing 4-1 after two periods. She was close in on a takedown but unable to complete the move, and Colzar able to counter with her own takedown. So Colzar leads Moore of Connellsville 4-1 after two. Sophia Davis of Plum continues the ride successfully. 30 seconds remaining, second period there. Davis of Plum leading Taylor of Parkland 2-0.
Benny spins behind McBride for a takedown to go up 2-1 midway through the second.
Nico Finello of Indiana underway against Weston Pasarchik of Brockway. 15 seconds in on each other's ankles are Finello and Pasarchik.
Quite a scramble there.
McBride sat, Benny chinned the shoulders back. Not sure, apparently no near fall points there, but Benny riding and leading 2-1, just under 45 seconds remaining in the second.
Trinity Moore underway in the third period, 125 to go. She still trails 4-1. She rides on top of Colzar. Sophia Davis successfully rides for the entire second period. She leads 2-0 and will start in the down position in the third period. Davis of Plum leading after two.
20 seconds to go, second period for Benny of Canada McMillan. He's got both wrists tied up of McBride. McBride turned to his side. And McBride asking for injury time underneath, and he's going to get it with 3 seconds to go in the second period.
Trinity Moore looking for some points here as she trails 4-1, 40 seconds to go, third period, in on a leg of Colzar. Keep in mind, Moore did start the period riding on top. Sophia Davis of Plum continues to lead 2-0, a minute 15 remaining third period there. Abigail Taylor of Parkland breaks Davis down onto her stomach. However, Davis again with the lead just needs to watch out for stalling.
Fenella of Indiana starts the second period on the bottom in a scoreless match with Pisarczyk. 4-1 lead after two for Stewart of Reynolds on Bracken of United. Pisarczyk doing a nice job of riding on Fenella early on. A switch attempt here from Fenella. But Pisarczyk able to drape his body back over top.
Anaya Kolzar of North Bradford, your winner at 118 pounds. She defeats Trinity Moore of Connellsville 4-1 at 118 pounds. Trinity Moore of Connellsville loses 4-1 at 118 pounds. Under 30 seconds to go, Sophia Davis of Plum continuing to lead 2-0, although hit with a stalling warning there, so Taylor pushing here with under 20.
Escape for Fenella of Indiana. He leads 1-0, 40 seconds left in the second period, wrestling neutral.
Scoreboard went out on mat 5.
Again.
Had a little issue with that last night. So Binney and McBride just pace around waiting to restart. Just check the other bout quickly. Minute 37 to go in the third. Cement of Council Rock North is on top in the third period with a 6-0 lead.
And Sophia Davis, a winner 2-0 over Abigail Taylor of Parkland. Davis of Plum, your winner at 124 pounds. A 2-0 decision. She will advance into the third place bout.
And while we wait for Benny and McBride to resume, and again, there are only 3 seconds to go in the second period with Benny leading 2-1. We'll sneak in a quick break and come back with more of that bout and more state wrestling action in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Scoreboard straightened out on mat 5. Unfortunately, the switch on our mixer is not, but we'll do what we can
there. We'll do our best.
Benny with an escape to start the third period, so he is up 3-1.
Nothing's ever easy, Mark.
Well, that's kind of like life, isn't it?
It is. That's what I was going to say. It's life, you know?
We're getting deep Benny here at 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Benny rolls McBride to the mat and puts him to his back. 5-1 for the takedown for Benny. He's got back points coming as well. McBride going to get back over to his knees. Benny going to get, I think, 2 near fall points there. Yes, he does. So he's up 7-1 with a minute 17 to go.
Fenella of Indiana riding in the third period. He leads 1-0, 1:10 to go in the third. Fenella trying to get into the third place match at 127. His potential opponent, Logan Stewart, is leading 10-1 over Gideon Bracken with 107 to go in third, and they have blood stoppage there.
On mat 4, Asia Fowler of Woodland Hills, she trails 3-2 to Emily Murphy of Montgomery. That match just underway in the second period. Fowler rides on top, again trailing 3-2.
Final from mat 6, a man of Council Rock North, 12-3 winner over Spies of Wilson area. Benny still up 8-1, 45 seconds to go in the third period. Almost, he had a one count when McBride sat and Benny chinned the shoulders back, and that exact same thing is going to happen right here, but this time McBride able to get back over to his stomach without even giving up the one count this time.
19 seconds left for Nico Fenella, continuing to ride and lead 1-0.
Ramil Islamov of Baldwin underway on mat 6. We'll pick up that action in a moment. But Benny, and I think the scoreboard went out again. The clock didn't start right away. The clock is running now, at least what we can see on flow, but the scoreboard down below is not working. It's time going to run out there, and Benny apparently picked up a couple of near fall points there when I thought he only got a one count, but the final score is going to end up being 10-1 for Benny of Canada McMillan, and he will wrestle for third place.
Nico Fenella of Indiana also looking like he will wrestle for third. He's going to win 1-0. Fenella, a 1-0 winner. His opponent will likely be Logan Stort of Reynolds. Final seconds coming off in that match. And Stort of Reynolds will win 10-3. Stort, 10-3.
On mat four, Asia Fowler of Woodland Hills still trailing 3-2 to Emily Murphy of Montgomery. Fowler riding on top, gives up a reversal, however, right now. So Murphy of Montgomery extends her lead out to 5-2. This is 130 pounds on the girls' side. Asia Fowler of Woodland Hills trailing.
Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley. Charlie Robson of Conwell Egan about to get underway. Also Mason Gibson of Bishop McCourt. Cyrus Hurd of Northeast.
Check in on Ramil Islamov of Baldwin. Also Mason Kernan of Bethel Park coming up on mat number five. Both of those bounce at 133 pounds. Islamov of Baldwin scoreless after one. He's on the bottom in the second against Gavin Sheridan of Boyertown.
There you go, Mark. That's how the scoreboard should read, just for you, right? Doing it sideways.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hesitate to ask this question, but what else could go wrong today?
Oh, man. There's too much of a day left for you to be asking that question already.
So Kernan and his opponent, Chris Dennis of Central Bucks West, is kind of pacing around while they try to get that scoreboard straightened out.
Gibson of Bishop McCourt leads 4-1 after one. Cazales of Quaker Valley still scoreless with Robson. Just 12 seconds left in the first as they go out of bounds.
Asia Fowler of Woodland Hills able to get a reversal here in the third period. She still trails Emily Murphy of Montgomery 5-4, just over a minute to go. Fowler working to try and run a standing half Nelson to no avail so far. Under a minute left, Fowler trailing.
Islamov of Baldwin still scoreless. He's been on his feet here from the bottom position, and Sheridan for a long time had the one leg picked up and had Islamov showing great balance there, bouncing up and down on one foot for probably 20 seconds or so, and they ended up going out of bounds. So still scoreless there, 45 seconds to go in the second, and now Kernan of Bethel Park, Dennis of Central Bucks West, scoreboard straightened out. I don't have to tilt my head to see it.
Quick final at 124 pounds. Isabella Duval, a 6-2 win over Kelly Enterline of Greenville. So Duval of Phillipsburg, Osceola winner over Enterline.
Cradle for Sheridan, puts Islamov to his back. Islamov trying to roll through, and he will. And now Islamov trying to go around the head of Sheridan. And I think we got back points. I know we have a reversal, and Islamov has Sheridan on his back. 20 seconds to go. Second period. And there's the fall for Islamov of Baldwin. It comes at 2 minutes and 46 seconds.
We got to go down and move that board there for you a little bit on that six, Mark. That's a tough C.
Boy, oh boy.
Wednesday night when I was here, either Wednesday night or maybe it was Thursday morning when I was here, I had them tilted so we could see them, but that one apparently got moved.
They probably just saw Mark get up from his chair and they said, oh, here he comes. Better move it. Underway on mat four, two District 7 wrestlers, Abigail Dulange of Fort Cherry, Ava Golding of Kiski area underway. No score in that match as they are just started.
Going to get a reversal for Robson of Conwell League, and he leads Cazales 2-0, 45 seconds to go, second period. Mason Gibson of Bishop McCourt leading Cyrus Hurd of Northeast 10-1, 10 seconds left, second period.
Kernan of Bethel Park escaping the second period in on Dennis of Central Bucks West, and Kernan up on his feet with Dennis draped over his back, so we've stopped that potentially dangerous early in the second.
Scramble on the mat, and we'll get a stalemate and a stoppage between Dulange and Golding. 31 seconds remaining, first period.
Final 10 seconds, Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley unable to get out from underneath of Robson of Conwell Egan. Cazales will trail 2-0 after two periods.
Kernan again trying to get a takedown on the edge. Thought they were going to be ruled out, but not yet. Kernan on his knees and Dennis draped over his back right at the boundary. That's at 133 pounds, about at 139 on mat 6. Seamus Mack of District 3 Hempfield and Jack Campbell of Nazareth. Scoreless after one.
Golding of Kiske area, a late takedown in the first. So after one period, Golding of Kiske leading Dulanche of Fort Cherry 2-0. 136 pounds. We have blood time. It looks like Dulanche being tended to.
Seconds left, second period. Mason Kernan of Bethel Park. They were eventually ruled out of bounds. Now restarting here on their feet.
It's like a takedown for Robson of Conwell Egan on the edge of the mat. 30 seconds into the third period. He leads Cazales 4-0. Quaker Valley coaches with a question on that call.
Kernan in on a leg, but now Dennis reaches up and kind of hooks the arm of Kernan, who tries to get almost into a Peterson. Now he's going to roll over on top, but he just couldn't wrap Dennis up. He might have gotten a takedown and back points, but Dennis was able to scramble away without giving up anything. They're out with 10 seconds to go in the second.
Golding of Kiske area, a quick reversal to start the second period. She now leads 4-0 over Dulanche of Fort Cherry, and Golding looking for more, trying to turn over a half Nelson. And looks like she got a one count there. I haven't seen any additional back points yet. Up, and there's the fall, in fact. Had her barred over. So Ava Golding of Kiske area, a fall at 139 over Abigail Dulanche of Fort Cherry. Golding into the third place match.
Mason Gibson of Bishop McCord into the third place match. A major decision 14-5 over Cyrus Hurd of Northeast. Jack Cazales trails 4-0, 39 seconds ago in the third. Fresh start for Cazales on the bottom.
State wrestling action coming to you on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, online, WJPA.com. A full day of action here with the medal bouts at 11:30, 3rd, 5th, and 7th, and then the finals at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Kernan got a blood timeout after the second period, so he's going to lead 1-0 headed to the third.
Cazales of Quaker Valley put onto his back, trailing 4-0, just 13 seconds left in the match. Cooper Hornack of Burl underway against Chase Bell of Reynolds. But Cazales will drop to the fifth and sixth place match as he will drop a 7-0 decision to Robson. Quick takedown for Bell of Reynolds. He leads Hornack 2-0.
Underway on mat for Josephine Dahlman of Norwin. No score against Jessica Ayala of Garnet Valley. Halfway through the first period there.
Dennis of Central Bucks West with an escape. So he and Kernan 1-1 and neutral. Minute and a half to go in the third period. The other bout on mat 6. That's at 139. Campbell of Nazareth just gave Mack of Hempfield, District 3 Hempfield, an escape. So Mack up 1-0 early in the third. Kernan in on the ankles, and he's going to get a takedown and out of bounds with a minute 14 to go in the third period. Kernan with a 3-1 lead.
Dahlman of Norwin with the takedown. And we're going to get two near fall points as well as the first period comes to an end. So a four-point move for Josephine Dahlman. She leads 4-0 over Ayala of Garnet Valley after one.
Kernan gives Dennis the escape, so 3-2 and neutral as we near the one-minute mark remaining in the third period.
Gavin Suica of Burgistown underway against Matthew Smith of Midwest. Hornack had an escape, so he trails 2-1. And stalemate for Suica, 23 seconds left, first period. He is scoreless.
Kernan in on a leg on the edge. Sprawling back is Dennis. Kind of stuck in that position right now. Kernan trying to stay in bounds, and he does. He moves up, keeps the toes in, and gets the takedown right before they go out. So Kernan up 5-2, 32 seconds left.
Dahlman of Norwin continuing to lead 4-0, rides on top here in the second period. Had a one count, but unable to get anything more from that.
Kernan getting blood time on mat 5.
Sweika of Burgistown will begin the second period on the bottom, scoreless with Smith. Hornack of Burrow begins the second on the bottom, trailing 2-1. Escape for Hornack ties the match at 2 with Bell of Reynolds. Sweika 10 seconds in, trying to get up to his feet, peel the hands. He's out for one to take a 1-0 lead.
Going to get a final from Matt 6, 139. Mack of District 3 Hempfield, 1-0 winner over Campbell of Nazareth.
And Dahlman, who was in control for much of the first period, now trails Jessica Ayala of Garnet Valley, 6-4 Ayala. A reversal and some near fall points. Now working on a, trying to work on maybe a half Nelson to roll Dahlman over. Just a few seconds remain second period there.
Mason Kernan back into action, quickly out of bounds with a 5-2 lead on Dennis of Central Bucks West. 27 seconds remaining. Dennis to his feet. Kernan right behind him, picks him up, sets him down just inside the boundary. Dennis stands again, and they're out with 10 seconds left.
55 seconds to go, second period. Gavin Sweika wrestling neutral, leading 1-0. He and Matthew Smith start in the center of the circle. 40 seconds left in the second for Cooper Hornack of Burrow, tied at 2 with Chase Bell of Reynolds wrestling neutral.
Kernan will give us an escape with 1 second left, but he is going to win 5-3 at 133 pounds. Kernan of Bethel Park is Lomoff of Baldwin, will wrestle for third place. Sheridan of Boyertown and Dennis of Central Bucks West will wrestle for fifth. Eli Carr of Hempfield with a spin behind and a takedown, and he's up 2-0 early on against Sam Coons of Penridge. That's at 152 pounds.
Third period underway. Ayala of Garnet Valley still leading Dahlman of Norwin 6-4. Dahlman starting that position in the down position, starting down to start the third. Second period, Widener of Schuylkill Valley, Shook of Western Wayne, 1-0. Widener leads that.
Matt 5 at 139. Marco Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic against Patrick Kelly of Central Bucks West. Carr of Hempfield leads 2-0 after one.
Second period comes to a close. Gavin Sweika leads 1-0. Matthew Smith with Choice Hogo on the bottom for the third. Chase Bell of Reynolds starts his third period on the bottom, tied with Hornack of Burrow 2-2.
Ayala of Garnet Valley getting some near fall points, extending her lead now. Likely be 3 near fall points waiting for her, so she'll extend her lead out to either 8-4 or 9-4 over Dahlman of Norwin.
Had a forfeit at 145. Shane McPhillan of Bethlehem Catholic goes to the third place bout. Elias Long of Central York with the forfeit there.
Escape for Smith of Midwest. He and Sweika wrestling neutral. Minute and a half to go in the third, tied at 1.
Carr of Hempfield, 1 minute to go in the second, riding and leading 2-0. He's up a little bit high. Reaching back and grabbing a leg is Coons of Penridge. Stalemate called for Carr and Coons with 42 seconds to go in the second.
45 seconds to go in the second for Hornack of Burrow. Bell of Reynolds tied at 2. Hornack riding in this third period. They'll get a fresh start in the center. A minute to go for Gavin Sweika of Burgistown, tied at 1 with Matthew Smith of Midwest. Smith in on an ankle of Sweika. Sweika drapes over top of the body and locks around the legs as he tries to force a stalemate, which he will get with 39 seconds left.
Quick update, Ayala, a winner over Dahlman of Norwin. I believe they had that final at 6-4, although I think there were a few near fall points that were not accounted for.
Eli Carr of Hempfield is going to have a 2-0 lead after two periods. His body was up on top earlier. I assumed he was riding, but he was actually on the bottom. No points were exchanged there, but that just to correct that situation because Carr is now going to start the third on top.
Hornack begins his overtime period with Bell of Reynolds tied at 2. And Sweeka of Burgistown looking like he'll be headed to overtime as well, tied at 1.
.139 bout, Matt 5, Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic, Kelly of Central Bucks West, scoreless after 1. Kelly on top to start the second.
Most of the match between Sweeka and Smith have been wrestled on their feet. Nice reshot by Sweeka. Now diving on the ankles is Smith. Now both guys on each other's ankles. Sweeka wanted to go back towards for a cradle to grab the head, but now Smith tightens up around that ankle. Sweeka turns into Smith. Just needs to try to crossface him off the leg just a bit to get the ankle laced. Smith trying to hold on to that ankle. 20 seconds left in the overtime. Now down to 10 seconds left. Now Smith betters his position. Just has to wrap around the body of Sweeka. Sweeka just trying to pinch his legs in. And looks like just about to get the takedown, but time's going to run out. The referees talk about it, and no takedown awarded. We're headed to the 2:30-second periods.
Boy, you're right. Smith really did improve his position in that last 20 seconds, and it was just hanging on for Sweeka. Underway on mat 3, Grace O'Corn of Peters Township underway. She has a 2-0 lead over Harris Hay of Greater Johnstown.
Blood stoppage now for Sweeka and Smith. Hornack and Bell also with a blood stoppage. They have 6 seconds in the overtime, so they'll be headed to the 2:30 seconds.
Eli Carr of Hempfield under 30 seconds to go. Still riding, still leading, 2-0. Fought off a switch attempt a little bit earlier from Coons of Penridge, and they're out of bounds with 24 seconds left.
O'Corn of Peters Township, first period comes to a close, 142 pounds. She leads 2-0. Again, over Harris Hay of Greater Johnstown. Brenzinger of Northern Lehigh, Rumsey of Williamsport. That match tied at 2, second period.
Carr of Hempfield, just 10 seconds to go. Got hit with a stalling call as Coons was up on his feet and thought Carr might cut him loose, chose not to, and he brings Coons back to the mat. Carr of Hempfield, a 2-0 winner.
Smith starts the first 30 seconds on the bottom against Sweeka. Sweeka on a leg. He's going to have to drive him back down to the mat. He will, but it gets a stalling call, does Sweeka. That's his first. 10 seconds left. Up to his feet is Smith. Sweeka once again drops down onto a leg. He's going to have to pick him up in the air. He does and drives him out of bounds with 3 seconds left. Hornack of Burl was just rode for the entire 30 seconds by Bell. So now Bell starts his 30 seconds underneath. And he turns in. Hornack has to drop down on a leg. Sweeka rides for the 30 seconds. He's on the bottom for his 30. Hornack hit with a stalling call, hanging on to the ankle. He's got to try to work up the body. They hit him with a second stalling call with 9 seconds left. And now Hornack tries to go around the head. He's going to drop a 3-2 decision at 2 minutes of overtime. Sweeka trying to get out from underneath now, dropping on the ankles of Smith. Sweeka turns in, gets a hold of a leg, trying to come out the back door. Smith holding onto the ankles. Sweeka turns into Smith, just has to get his leg free. 3 seconds left, and we're going to be headed to the ultimate tiebreaker, tied at 1.
The scoreboard has Smith leading 2-1 there. Did they hit Sweeka with that second stalling?
They must have. This is what happens when two matches are both in the double overtime.
I know. The timing of it just couldn't have been worse.
My apologies. A 2-1 loss for Sweeka at 2 minutes of overtime.
Yeah, I was watching it with you, Greg, and it looked like I didn't see the point get awarded, but the scoreboard reflected it, and so I thought the scoreboard was incorrect. But nevertheless. 142 pounds on the girls' side. Grace O'Corn of Peters Township trailing now 5-3 to Harris Hay of Greater Johnstown. O'Corn riding on top. We are third period just underway. She's going to allow Harris Hay out, which will extend her lead to 6-3, and O'Corn has to work now trailing by three.
Check the AAA action, 139 pounds, Matt 5, Kelly of Central Bucks West, 2-1 lead on Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic. They're in the third, 108 to go, and Frenzy is riding the other bout, 152 pounds. Sipes of Altoona, 1-0 lead in the second against Wallizer of Central Mountain. That's at 152.
Suica had a stall warning in the second period and then got that stall warning again in the double overtime. They never gave the point, though, when they gave that second stall call.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I was watching it with you and never saw
it. It went to the second double overtime, still tied at one. And then all of a sudden, the point went on the board.
Yeah, I was going to say that's... O'Corn now of Peters Township caught, and looks like she will be pinned. It will say Yana Harris Hay of Greater Johnstown with a fall in the third period of her Grace O'Corn of Peters Township at 142 pounds.
More state wrestling action when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back at the Giant Center in Hershey, one final while we were away at 139 pounds in AAA. Kelly of Central Bucks West, a 3-1 winner over Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic.
Underway on mat three, Dynasty Williams of Cannon McMillan. Says she is winning 2-0. Well, I'm not sure that that's correct. No, Flo has it correct. Reagan Snyder of Northern Bedford leading Williams of Cannon McMillan 2-0 after the first period, so a takedown from Snyder there as they'll get underway in the second.
Evan Petrovich of Connellsville, 145 pounds on mat 5 in AAA, 2-1 lead over Gavin Carroll of Quakertown. They're in the first, and Petrovich going in on a leg. And he's going to get a second takedown to go up 4-1 late in the first.
Williams of Cannon Mac will start in the down position to start the second period. Again, trailing Snyder of Northern Bedford 2-0.
Ryan Lawler of Bishop McDevitt leads Mason Horwat of Derry 10-0. 19 seconds to go, second period. Chase Hans of Faith Christian, Cole Householder of Brookville tied at 1 in the third, wrestling neutral.
Quick update on mat 4, Jamison Strickland of Sun Valley, a 4-0 lead over Alana Morris of Lake Layman. That match is in the second period. Williams for Cannon Mack, though, caught on her back. Snyder has near fall points, and there is the fall for Reagan Snyder of Northern Bedford, a fall at 139 over Dynasty Williams of Cannon McMillan. Williams will find herself in the fifth place match coming up.
Petrovich of Connellsville starts the second period neutral with Carroll of Quakertown. Petrovich with a 4-1 lead, about at 152 on mat 6. Just 20 seconds remaining. Luke Sipes of Altoona riding and leading Griffin Wallizer of Central Mountain 1-0.
And Cannon McMillan can stay on mat 3 as Audrey Calguero hits the mat at 170 pounds. She will take on Amber Brilatic of Northern York. So we'll see Calgaro here in a second.
Sipes of Altoona wins 1-0 over Walliser. Sipes will face Eli Carr of Hempfield for third place. Walliser will go against Coons of Penridge for fifth.
10-0 lead for Lawler. Bishop McDevitt on Horwat as they start the third period on their feet. Takedown for Haunts of Faith Christian. 15 seconds left, third period. He leads 3-1.
Calgaro underway for Cannon Mack against Brilatic of Northern York.
Chase Haunts of Faith Christian, a winner 3-1 over Householder of Brookville.
Petrovic of Connellsville looking for another takedown. He's going to get it, and just getting back over belly down is Gavin Carroll. So 6-1 for Petrovic late in the second period, an all WPIL affair on mat 6 at 160. Lonzi Vielma of Connellsville, Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson.
Calgaro a takedown, so a 2-0 lead. Just 15 seconds remain first period there. But Audrey Calgaro out to a good start here as the first period comes to a close. She leads Brilatic of Northern York after one period, 2-0.
Brady Collins of Clearfield, Cody Hamilton of Grove City getting underway. Mason Horwat of Derry trailing 10-0, 40 seconds left, third period.
End of two for Petrovic of Connellsville. He's up 6-1. Looks like Carroll of Quakertown wants top position for the third. Vielma and Marlowe scoreless on the edge of the mat late in the first period. And out.
Calgaro starts the second period on top. Quickly breaks down Brilatic.
Horwat with a takedown on Lawler. Had him on his back momentarily. Only got a one count, though. Final seconds are going to come off. Mason Horwat will go down to the fifth place match. He'll drop a 10-2 decision to Lawler of Bishop McDevitt.
Nearing a result on mat 4 at 148 pounds, Jamison Strickland of Sun Valley. She's leading 8-2 over Alana Morris of Lake Lehman. Just 30 seconds remain. And it looks like we have a fall. We do. Audrey Calgaro of Cannon McMillan, a fall at 131. She will head to the third place match as she defeats Amber Brilatic of Northern York. So Calgaro into the third place match.
Lonzi Vielma of Connellsville starts the second period on the bottom, scoreless with Marlowe of TJ.
No score at the end of one for Collins of Clearfield, Hamilton of Grove City, and Gage Wenzel of Montoursville against Cameron Milheim of Warrior Run.
Petrovic of Connellsville escapes. Just about a minute to go now in the third. Petrovic with a 7-1 lead. He goes right to an ankle, but not going to be able to finish that. Now grabbing an arm, spinning and getting around behind is Carroll of Quakertown to get a takedown. So 7-3, Petrovic, 45 seconds to go.
Two matches about to get underway at 155 pounds. Kylie Monroe of Gettysburg, Malia Lambert of Northampton, and at 190 pounds, Bryce Snyder of Palisades, Caroline Hatala of Quakertown. Both those matches just about to get started on the girls' side.
Penalty point awarded to Cody Hamilton at Grove City. Illegal hold by Brady Collins of Clearfield. So 1-0 lead for Hamilton. Scoreless at the end of one are Wenzel and Milheim.
Petrovic just picked up a penalty point for a technical violation as well. So he's up 8-3 with 25 seconds to go. Vielma and Marlowe still scoreless. 45 seconds left in their second.
Snyder of Palisades leading 2-0 over Hatala of Quakertown. That match in the first period, no score. Lambert and Monroe at 155 pounds.
Escape and then takedown for Petrovic. He's up 11-3, and that'll be the final as those two go to the edge. And time runs out. Actually, I think they're going to give a late takedown there to Carroll. That'll make it 11-5. So Petrovich will face McPhillan of Bethlehem Catholic for third. Long of Central York forfeited, so he's in the fifth place bout and will face Carroll if Long is able to go. Lonzie Vielma of Connellsville, Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson, still scoreless, 5 seconds to go in the period. Vielma trying to get the hips up and over before time runs out. He does not. Marlowe rides the entire second, and he wants bottom position to start the third.
Marlowe won that match just a week ago, 11-7 over Vielma in the WPIL Finals.
Vielma going to give the escape, so they'll start the third on their feet with Marlowe up 1-0. Interesting how those matches can be high-scoring 1 week and just the opposite the next week.
Yeah.
I think that does that to a lot of wrestlers on the Saturday at Hershey. Second period underway. Bryce Snyder of Palisades leading 2-1 over Caroline Hatala of Quakertown. No score second period. Monroe of Gettysburg, Lambert of Northampton. That's at 155 pounds.
Whizzer for Vielma, and he's going to now turn back in and face Marlowe. Minute 20 to go in the third, still neutral there. The other bout at 160 just underway, actually coming to the end of the first period, no score. Kunstek of Pottsville, Myers of Wallen-Popak.
A fall on mat three. Believe that is Snyder of Palisades, a winner over Hatala of Quakertown, a fall in the second period. So Snyder will head to the third place match there.
Start of the third period, a quick escape for Collins, a clear field. Hamilton leads there 2-1. Wenzel of Montoursville leading Milheim, a Warrior Run 1-0.
Final 30 seconds for Lonzie Vielma of Connellsville and Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson, 1-0 for Marlowe. They tie up. Vielma tried to snap Marlowe down. Marlowe keeping his distance. Tried to circle there a little bit. Vielma comes in, ties up the head, tries to snap Marlowe down again, but can't get around behind. And they step out with 12 seconds to go.
Another fall on mat four. This time it's Malia Lambert, a fall over Kylie Monroe of Gettysburg. So Lambert will advance.
Stalling call against Marlowe with time running out, but it's the first one against him. And Bodie Marlowe will win 1-0 over Lonzie Vielma of Connellsville.
Two to one lead for Hamilton at Grove City. A minute to go in the third. Hamilton was just hit with a stalling call. Tied at one are Wenzel of Montoursville, Milheim, a Warrior Run, 1:23 to go in the third.
Underway at 190 pounds. On the girls' side, Esmeralda Telez of Reading, Urielis Peguero of J.P. McCaskey, no score, first period coming to a close there. At 170 pounds on mat four, Sierra Ripka of Greater Nanticoke area, Angela Imahora of York Suburban, no score. They're halfway through the first period, both wrestlers on, all four wrestlers, I should say, on their feet.
Might be the first time all day. I'm going to check the board. No, I see he's Isaiah Pisano. Well, he's up on deck. This might be the first time all day we have not had a District 7 wrestler out there on the mat. So as good a time as any for us to take a break. Back with more state wrestling in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny and Quaker Valley Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Back at the Giant Center in Hershey. Still no District 7 wrestlers out there, but don't worry, there will be coming. So we'll just update you on the action in progress. 160 pounds, Matt 5 in AAA. Kunstek of Pottsville leads Myers of Wall and Popak 3-1. Kunstek is riding, 35 seconds to go in the third. Matt 6, 172 pounds, scoreless in the second between Sam Goutreau of Owen J. Roberts and Brian Hurd of Abington Heights. Hurd is riding.
Gage Wentz of Lamont Torresville, a takedown in overtime to win 3-1 over Milheim, a Warrior Run. That's at 58 seconds of overtime for Wentzel. Also, while we were away, had a takedown for Brady Collins of Clearfield. He defeats Cody Hamilton in Grove City 3-2.
Quickly, 190 pounds, Telez of Redding, a 3-0 lead over Peguero of J.P. McCaskey. That match just underway in the third period. Both wrestlers on their feet. Second period nearing its close, 170 pounds, C.R. Ripka of Greater Nanticoke Area, a 4-0 lead over Emil Hora of York Suburban. And actually, it looks like a fall just occurred in that match on that for Ripka of Greater Nanticoke Area. A winner over Amahora at 170 pounds.
Story Buchanan of Girard, a 2-0 lead at the end of one on Tyler Morrison of West Perry. Morrison starts the second period on the bottom. Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell getting underway against Devin Magro of Bishop McCourt. Magro, 15 seconds in, gets a takedown, goes up 2-0.
Also about the just completed, Nick Kunstek of Pottsville at 160 pounds in AAA, a 3-2 winner over Gunnar Myers of Wallen Popek. Kunstek will face Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson for third. Vioma of Connellsville will face Myers of Wallen Popek for fifth.
Underway on mat 4, 235 pounds. A Jumper of Cumberland Valley against Steinbuck of Bedford. No score there. Telez still leads 3-0 over Peguero as the third period comes to a close in that 190-pound match.
Magro riding, Pisano leading 2-0, 10 seconds left in the opening period.
Hunter Snyder of Latrobe taken down by Connor Wentzel of Shikellamy at 172 pounds. Just about halfway through the first period, Wentzel with the 2-0 lead. Snyder spread out on his hands and knees. Final 10 seconds of the first period. And it looks like Wentzel of Shikellamy will have that 2-0 lead after one.
Final quickly on mat 3, Telez of Redding, a winner 3-0 over Peguero of McCaskey. It's at 190 pounds. Coming up on mat 3, we'll have Alana Clausen of Plum. Clausen will be taking on Kyla Henderson of Southwestern.
Escape for Magro, Bishop McCourt to begin the second period. He leads Pisano of Hopewell 3-0.
Clausen underway against Henderson of Southwestern, Clausen of Plum. Both wrestlers tied up on their feet. hand fighting with that left arm.
Magro in on a shot on Pisano, but Pisano able to get him up off the leg. 45 seconds left. Second period. Now Magro in on a deep double, and he'll get the takedown on the edge of the mat and take a 5-0 lead.
Hunter Schneider of Latrobe escapes in the second period, trails Wenzel of Shikellamy 2-1. Nearing the halfway point of period number two, the other bout, the both at 172 here in AAA. Goutreau of O&J Roberts, neutral 3-1 lead over Hurd of Abington Heights. They're in the third with 36 seconds to go.
Clausen and Henderson, first period comes to a close there, no score. A lot of hand fighting and tying up to no points there, so no score in Clausen and Henderson.
Wenzel spins behind Schneider of Latrobe, takes him down. Wenzel up 4-1, 40 seconds left, second period. They're out of bounds, and now we'll get a blood time out there for Schneider.
Escape for Pisano of Hopewell. Final 10 seconds of the second period. He trails 5-1 to Devin Magro of Bishop McCourt. Pisano will have choice for the third.
3-1 final at 172 for Goutreau of O&J Roberts over Hurd of Abington Heights. That's Goutreau 3-1.
Henderson starts the period down. We're going to get a stalling warning against Clausen of Plum. 1:35 to go second period. Still no score there. Kyla Henderson of Southwestern starts down. Alana Clausen of Plum starts on top, but Clausen has been hit with a stalling warning. Henderson up to her feet. She's got an escape. It's 1-0 Henderson.
Final seconds. Tyler Morrison of West Perry is going to defeat Story Buchanan of Girard 5-4. Morrison 5-4. Had a takedown for Magro. Bishop McCourt, he leads Pisano 7-1. 1:20 to go in the third.
Late second period for Hunter Schneider of Latrobe on the bottom, trailing 4-1 to Wenzel of Shikellamy. Schneider up to his feet late, but not going to get free. So he'll trail 4-1 after two.
Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry about to get underway against Keegan Ramsey of Notre Dame GP.
Kyla Henderson of Southwestern, a takedown of Clausen of Plum. Henderson now leads 3-0. Second period, 40 seconds remain there. Jumper and Steinbuck, no score. Third period, that's at 235 pounds.
Nathan Campbell of Norwin, Tucker Teets of Sealands Grove at 189, underway on mat six. Snyder of Latrobe starts his third period on top and quickly stopped 17 seconds in on a potentially dangerous.
30 seconds in, no score for Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Keegan Ramsey of Notre Dame GP. 30 seconds left for Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell, trailing 7-1 and underneath of Magro.
Third period, nearing the start, just 4 seconds remain. Second period, Kyla Henderson of Southwestern continues the lead. Clausen of Plum, 3-0, and that period will come to an end with that score the same.
Schneider of Latrobe still riding but trailing 4-1, down to a minute 10 remaining. Campbell of Norwin, Teets of Sealands Grove scoreless after one.
And there's the final. Devin Magro, Bishop McCourt defeats Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell 7-1 at 160 pounds. Braden Welsh scoreless at the end of one. Ramsey of Notre Dame GP chose bottom and quickly escapes to begin the second period. He leads Welsh 1-0. Ramsey with a fireman's carriage gets Welsh down to a hip. Welsh just trying to hold on around the head of Ramsey, but Ramsey gets his arm behind the back and a takedown. So Ramsey leads Welsh 3-0.
Up on their feet, Henderson and Clausen. Clausen of Plum continues to trail 3-0. Henderson with the takedown in that second period to help extend her lead to 3-0. On the other side, we'll have a final 235 pounds. It'll be Jumper of Cumberland Valley, a winner 3-1 over Steinbuck of Bedford. So that match is done. Henderson of Southwestern, another takedown of Clawson. So she now leads 7-0 over Clawson of Plum.
Final from Matt 5. Hunter Snyder of Latrobe drops a 4-1 decision to Connor Wenzel of Shikellamy. That's at 172 at 189. Bounce between Teets and Campbell. And we had a fall there at 255 for Teets of Selins Grove.
Coming on Matt 4, a couple of District 7. Juliana Marion of Franklin Regional. Jake Conroy of Ringgold. They are underway on Matt 4. No score. This is at 215 pounds.
Well, Shafour Cherry on the bottom, unable to get out from underneath a Ramsey. Trails 3-0, 30 seconds left, second period. Hunter Homan of Grove City. Carmine Lindsay of Berks Catholic underway. And Lindsay went hard into the boards. So he's getting taken a look at.
Final on Matt 3 at 235. The other 235, it'll be Alana Clawson. She will fall 9-0 to Kayla Henderson of Southwestern. Clawson will wrestle in the fifth-place match from Plum. Looks like we have injury or blood time. Looks like that is Marion of Franklin Regional being tended to.
At 172 for third place, it'll be Goutreau of Owen J. Roberts and Wenzel of Shikellamy. For fifth, it'll be Hurd of Abington Heights and Snyder of Latrobe. A couple of District 7 wrestlers out there in AAA right now. Cooper Roskoski of Kiski late in the first period, scoreless with Jared Carabinas of Freedom. And at 215 pounds, Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny and Aiden Height of Chambersburg scoreless. They're getting late in the first period as well.
Raiden Welsh chooses neutral to begin the third period, trailing 3-0. Ramsey tried to put like a pancake move to get Welsh, and Welsh able to roll through with it. Now he's on with a front headlock. Now a dump here from Ramsey, and Ramsey will get the takedown and go right to a half. Takes Welsh to his back. Ramsey up 5-0, and with that half, we'll get some back points. And now Welsh will be able to roll through with it. So two near fall points and now a reversal for Welsh. 7-2 Ramsey, 1:10 to go in the third.
On mat 3, Jackson Angelo Frazier underway. No score first period closing against Lucas Lawler of Bishop McDevitt. No score second period. Marion of Franklin Regional, Conroy of Ringgold. Conroy now with an escape, so Conroy leads 1-0 in that one.
Both Cooper Roskoski of Kiski and Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny gave up escapes in the second period, so they are both trailing 1-0 nearing the midway point of the second. And both are neutral. Roskoski, though, with the Firemans, he's going to take down Carabinas to go up 2-1.
Conroy and Marion have some history. Conroy won last week at the WPL tournament 3-1 in the semifinals. Conroy leads the series this year, 2-1.
Conroy leads the match right now. Good segue. He leads the match right now 1-0. Just over a minute remaining second period there.
Marion does lead the overall series for their high school careers 4-3.
Yes, wrestlers of this caliber always tend to find themselves in these sorts of tournaments. So, as you mentioned, two wrestlers very familiar with each other.
Height of Chambersburg took down Buggy of North Allegheny. 33 seconds to go in the second. Height of Chambersburg up 3-0. Roskoski still leading 2-1. His second period about to end against Carabinas of Freedom.
Blood time going for Ramsey of Notre Dame GP. 22 seconds left in the third. He still holds a 7-2 lead on Welsh. And they're going to get back underway. Lindsay of Berks Catholic, 2-0 lead on, 2-1 lead now lead on Homan of Grove City. They're about halfway through the second.
Buggy escapes late in the second period, trails 3-1. Roskoski starting the third on the bottom with a 2-1 lead.
Optional start given by Welsh. And they go out of bounds with 15 seconds left. 8-2, Ramsey out in front.
Lucas Lawler of Bishop McDevitt, a 4-0 lead. Make that a 7-0 lead after three near fall points. So Lawler of Bishop McDevitt leading Angelo Frazier 7-0 second period. And it looks like Conroy had Marion stuck. The second period's got to come to an end, but Jake Conroy of Ringgold has extended his lead out to 6-0 after two periods of wrestling. Conroy in control over Marion of Franklin Regional.
Ramsey able to get a five-point move on Welsh after Welsh took a desperation attempt. So Ramsey will defeat Braden Welsh 13-2.
Cooper Roskowski with a reversal in the third, leads 4-1 over Carabinas of Freedom. 1 minute to go in their third period. Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny with an escape. And he has just been called for stalling, so that's going to be a penalty point to Height of Chambersburg and make it 4-2 for Height with a minute 40 to go.
Second period comes to an end. Lawler of Bishop McDevitt, a 9-1 lead over Angelo of Frazier. That's at 189 pounds. Third period underway. Marion gets an escape, but Marion of Franklin Regional still trailing Conroy of Ringgold 6-1. Again, 30 seconds into the third period.
Going to get a fall for Hunter Homan of Grove City over Carmine Lindsay of Berks Catholic. Time of that fall is 2 minutes and 14 seconds. That's at 172 in AA.
Roskowski taken down and put to his back after an escape. So it's 4-4 with the takedown plus 3 back points for Carabinas. And time's going to run out there. They'll actually go out of bounds with 4 seconds left, but Carabinas leads 7-4.
Marion of Franklin Regional with a takedown. He's cut into Conroy's lead now just 6-3. And Marion trying to find something. Lawler still leading Angelo 9-2. That's got 30 seconds gone in the third period there.
Roskowski up and out late, but it's not going to be enough. 7-4, Carabinas of Freedom, the winner at 189.
Caleb Close of Bald Eagle area with an opening takedown leads Carter Chamberlain a clear field 2-0. Jason Singer of Faith Christian, Dante Burns of Conwell Egan underway.
Roskowski will wrestle Nathan Campbell of Norwin for fifth place. Third place bout at 189, Teets of Sealands Grove against Carabinas of Freedom. Aiden Buggy with 42 seconds to go in the third, trailing 6-2 now to Aiden Height of Chambersburg. Bout at 285 up on mat 5, Michael Hershey of Spring Grove, John Pardo of Kennett.
It looks like we've got what will soon be a final, just 8 seconds remaining. Jake Conroy of Ringgold is going to hang on. I think take his overall record of 5-3 lifetime against Juliana Marion. So Conroy of Ringgold, a winner, 6-3 over Marion of Franklin Regional at 215 pounds. Finishing up at 189 pounds, Lawler of Bishop McDevitt in control, 11-2. He leads Jackson Angelo of Frazier. So Lawler very likely, seemingly, going to move on to the third-place match with a victory over Angelo.
He evened the all-time career series, 4-4.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was that Conroy had it, was up 4-3.
Conroy has got the season series 3-1.
So Marion had him early.
Yep, Conroy had
Conroy's had him recently.
Yep.
Late escape for Aiden Buggy. He trails 6-3, but out of bounds with just 9 seconds to go against Height of Chambersburg at 215 pounds.
Underway on mat 4, Pavlechko of State College, Roy of St. Joseph Prep. It's at 285 pounds, but I think the one remaining one that we're going to probably focus on the most here. Joseph Baronic of Burgettstown, Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant.
Height defeats Buggy 6-3. Sorry, Greg.
No, you're good. About to get underway here on that three at 285. I'm sure that they probably have quite a history too, Pitzer and Baronic. Not to make you do more work,
hey,
Greg.
You know, that could find that out for you.
And just at 215 in AAA, Buggy and Marion are going to wrestle each other for fifth place. Conroy will face Height of Chambersburg for third.
Five nothing lead for Caleb Close of Bald Eagle area in the second period. Jason Singer of Faith Christian in the second, leading 1-0. So Pitzer and Baronic, all their matches are this year and all within the month of February. Pitzer winning all three of them, 6-0, 4-0, and 8-0.
So Baronic with a chance here to advance into the third place bout. if he can defeat Pitzer for the first time.
And get a point for the first time. He's been shut out.
Score a point.
All three times.
Very fair point. Pavlechko leading 2-0 over Roy after two periods. Or after one period, I should say. Baranek pushing the effort so far here in these early 28 seconds. Pushes Pitzer out of bounds, so back to center they'll go.
.285 bout, AAA on mat 5. Hershey of Spring Grove, Pardo of Kennett. Pardo 1-0 lead. They're on their feet late in the second period, 18 seconds to go.
Pitzer and Baranek again go out of bounds. 12 seconds to go, first period. Not a lot of action so far. Pitzer has a pretty distinct height advantage on Baranek, but both wrestlers again well-deserving being here at wrestling for an opportunity at third place here. First period comes to a close, no score between Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, Joseph Baranek of Burgettstown at .285.
120 to go in the third. Caleb close the Bald Eagle area with a takedown. Leads 7-0 on Carter Chamberlain of Clearfield. Jason Singer of Faith Christian riding and leading 1-0 on Dante Burns of Conwell Egan in the third period.
Baranek will start the second period down. Pitzer Spower rides him back down to the mat. On the other side, Pavlechko of St. College has extended his lead on Roy out to 4-0. And now Pavlechko has him stuck, has Roy stuck, has some near fall points, Roy fighting off. But Pavlechko will add to that lead. Pitzer now trying to sort of tilt Baranek over, and he's going to get some near fall points, is Dylan Pitzer. Baranek, that's going to be 3 back points for Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant. He takes a 3-0 lead here. Minute 15 remaining, second period, over Baranek of Burgettstown.
Hershey of Spring Grove, Pardo of Kennett, 1-1 and neutral with .285 on mat 6, 45 seconds to go. Got a 215-pound AA bout on mat 6, Rowan Holmes of Somerset, Gavin Hanna of Brookville. Holmes of Somerset is leading 4-0 in the second. Looks like they are looking at his right knee or ankle, perhaps.
Pitzer. Oh, go ahead.
Final seconds coming off for Caleb Close of Bald Eagle area. He will defeat Carter Chamberlain of Clearfield. It'll be a 7-1 win. Close 7-1. Escape for Burns of Conwell Egan with 8 seconds left. Ties the match with Singer at 1.
Late takedown with 10 seconds to go on mat 5 for Hershey of Spring Grove. He's going to defeat Pardo of Kennett. Final score there for Hershey is 3-1.
25 seconds remaining, second period. Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, he leads 3-0 over Baranek of Burgettstown. Pitzer with 3 near fall points in this period and has ridden successfully for 1:35. Baranek, though, up to his feet. Pitzer trying to just hang on that left hip of Baranek, able to bring him back down. And Baranek going to call for some injury time there. Pitzer really kind of latched on to that left side of Baranek and brought him heavy to the mat. So Baranek is going to be tended to. 16 seconds remaining. Pitzer leading 3-0.
Takedown 13 seconds into overtime for Jason Singer of Faith Christian to defeat Dante Burns 3-1 at 2:15. Mark Effendine of Faith Christian, Carson Neely of Port Allegheny underway.
Pavlechko of State College in control, 45 seconds remaining, third period. Pavlechko leading 10-0 over Maxwell Roy of St. Joseph Prep. So that match looks pretty solidly in Pavlechko's corner. Baranek still being tended to. Looks like they're talking to him. Baranek up on his backside, though, talking. So he's likely in pain, but otherwise seems to be doing okay.
After injury timeout, again, this is AA 215. Holmes of Somerset leads Hanna of Brookville 4-0. They're going to the third period with Holmes on the bottom. Metal bouts are scheduled to begin at 11:30. I assume they will wait till then, which may give us a little breather here, depending on how long these last three bouts take.
Baronic up to his feet. Seems to be okay, and so that's certainly good to see. And so with 16 seconds remaining in the second period, he will assume his position in the down, as Pitzer will see if he can ride the remaining 16 seconds of this period to carry a 3-0 lead into the third. Pitzer able to do that. Continues to ride. Baronic sit out there. Pitzer follows behind. Able to sort of quickly tilt Baronic there for just a quick second, but they will run out of time. Second period comes to a close. Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant leading 3-0 over Joseph Baronic of Burgettstown at 285 pounds.
We'll pick up that third period when we come back momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network, which is presented by CNX Foundation.
Are you tired of your auto insurance rates going up every year? Would you like to lock in your premiums from any future rate increases? Ritzco Insurance can help. With Rate Lock offered through Erie Insurance, Ritzco Insurance can do just that. So if you want to lock in your auto insurance rates, call Ritzco Insurance at 724-745-3379. Ritzco Insurance wishes all the local wrestlers the best of luck at Hershey.
And welcome back to Hershey. Third period underway. Dylan Pitzer with a, believe it was probably a reversal, a 5-0 lead, though. Pitzer leads over Baronic of Burgettstown, a minute 25 and counting. This is a few other matches still remaining here in this final consolation round. And Pitzer in control, riding on Baronic. He rode for the entire second period, including picking up three near fall points, which has added to his lead.
Mark Effin, Dean of Faith Christian, 4-0 on Carson Neely of Port Allegheny. 15 seconds to go, second period, riding with that lead.
Had a final AA 215 pounds, Holmes of Somerset, 7-0 over Hannah of Brookville.
Pitzer and Baronic went out of bounds with a minute 7 remaining, so they will center back up. Pitzer riding on top, leading 5-0. Baronic a sit out. Pitzer now looking for a far side cradle. Not sure he was able to ever connect that. Sort of riding perpendicular to Baronic. Baronic trying to work that left ankle of Pitzer. Almost try to lean back into him. Has that left ankle of Pitzer. Does Baronic trying to stand up to his feet. And Pitzer just hanging on that left side of Baronic. And Baronic going to call for injury time again. I think that's the same area seems to be grabbing his kind of left thigh, same area that Pitzer seemed to injure before.
Effin Dean drove Neely into the boards here in the third period, so Neely will be looked at as well.
State wrestling action coming to you on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, also online, WJPA.com. They did announce that they will wait till 11:30 to start the third, fifth, and seventh place matches. We've got injury time on the two remaining bouts right now, so take another break in the meantime. But back to wrap up this consolation round in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-2330. Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Welcome back to Hershey. Third period continuing under 30 seconds remaining. Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant now leads 8-0 over Baronic. Baronic clearly hampered by an injury on that left side and just trying to gut through these last 25 seconds. Baronic able to get an escape, so there's that point that we were looking for Baronic, as Pitzer otherwise has shut Baronic out this year. A takedown from Pitzer, that'll make it 10-1, and Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant will be advancing into the third place match with a 10-1 victory over Joseph Baronic of Burgettstown at 285 pounds.
The other match at 285, Mark Effendian of Faith Christian. Back underway with Carson Neely of Port Allegheny. His lead now 6-0, 40 seconds left, third period. Riding with that lead.
That was Neely that went into the boards, was it not?
It was.
Glad to see that he's up and at him. I know the boards have been a cause of a few injuries, probably this year and past years as well, unfortunately.
Neely tried to come to his feet. Effendian brings him down to the mat. 20 seconds left, third period. So Effendian will take on Pitzer of Mount Pleasant in the third place match. Neely of Port Allegheny will wrestle Baronic of Burgettstown in the fifth place match, provided Baronic can go. You know, he was limping coming off the mat. But it's a 6-0 win for F&D and a Faith Christian.
So that will wrap up this round of consolations. And again, they're going to wait till 11:30 to start the third, fifth, and seventh place bouts. And again, those will be wrestled on six mats, just as we've been doing here when we've had AA, AAA, and girls all at the same time. So that's going to begin at 11:30. We're going to take a break here of roughly 20 minutes or so, and then come back with those medal bouts at the bottom of the hour. And the championship finals at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have it all here for you on WJPA AM 1450 and online at WJPA.com. So short break for us, and we'll be back in about 20 minutes from now with more state wrestling here on WJPA.